a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Utah Weekly Forum, a public affairs show dedicated to learning more about the issues affecting our lives and health and exploring the resources available in our diverse communities to help. Here's your host, Rebecca Kressman.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum. You can hear the smile in my voice because it is Rebecca, but I have two of my favorite performers joining us today. Yes, they're known as the Piano Guys, but they make you laugh in addition to the incredible entertainers that they are.
We have hung out with you so many times. This is awesome.
Yes, but
Rebecca is the best. This is totally a hang-up session. I love it. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, it is.
Delighted and honored.
It is my pleasure to have you guys, because you're worldwide global stars now, John Schmidt and Steve Sharp Nelson, I should get that. And you guys, this is just, I almost heard like tectonic plates shift when I heard the announcement that you're performing with the Tabernacle Choir and music and the spoken word. Wow.
That's always, you know, a pleasant feeling when you hear a tectonic shift. That's always pleasant.
It is.
We should get a sample of that. We should put that in the track. That would be so cool.
That'd be a good idea.
As long as you guys credit me.
Rebecca's tectonic.
Yes. How did this?
We always credit you. You're in every one of our albums.
How did this come to be? Steve, how did this come to be?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, first of all, it's been in the works for a long time. We've had just some near misses before where it's like, hey, could we do this? Could we do that? And could we do this program? Could we do that program? And I just think it didn't work out, but I think it's in part because John and I just aren't worthy of this. We just aren't. And then finally, I think they gave in, and finally they said, well, we got to start somewhere. They're really trying to branch out. The Tab Choir and the Orchestra at Temple Square, they're really trying to branch out and begin to collaborate more with international artists. And it's nowhere but up from here. So I think that's why it's less pressure for them. And
when are they going to start?
Exactly. Yeah, we're the dress rehearsal maybe for the real gig. But this is kind of a conversation that blossomed into an idea, that blossomed into a production. And we have an incredible program. We were just on conference call with them this morning. We have an incredible program that we are so elated about and very, very, very thrilled to be able to do in collaboration with the best choir and orchestra in the world. I want more people, of the billions of people out there, I want more people to discover how incredibly talented every single one of these volunteer people are, for one, but two, the spirit that they emit as they sing and play is unprecedented and incomparable.
Even as you say that, my goodness. Wow. Go ahead, John.
Well, you saying that, it makes me think of this thing I saw on YouTube, and you can look it up. It's Andre Bocelli and David Foster doing a live show, and he interrupts his live show and shows a video performance of the Tabernacle Choir with Andre Bocelli of the Lord's Prayer. Mm. And his introduction of the choir is so cool to hear from David Foster, you know, this big hitter, how he grew up listening to the choir broadcast. And it's something you have to look up, this performance. And it's with David Foster and Andre Bocelli and the Tabernacle Choir, just to hear his intro. But it makes us so excited.
Well, and as Steve said,
to be in that lineup.
Right. It's all volunteer, the Tabernacle Choir. But it is such precision, such precision performances. They made the mistake of having me sing with them once.
Did you sing with them? Is that when that big spike in their YouTube subscribers?
Right.
What was going on there?
No, it was. That's when the Tabernacle Choir helped FM 100.3 flip the Christmas switch to Christmas music. It was a rehearsal, and obviously the rehearsal didn't go well, and so they said, thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, no. No callback. Hey, don't tell us that. We might not get called back. We're doing a rehearsal on next Thursday before the performance.
On Thursday.
Maybe,
right.
John, we might not get a call back either.
Yeah, if you don't see us on Sunday, you'll know what happened.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that date up.
It was definitely not John. It would have been me making the mistake, not John. If you don't see us, it's my fault. So.
Here's my hint. Bring your reading glasses. You got to be able to read the notes to be able to sing along with these professionals. The big event is Sunday, August 28th. That's Sunday, August 28th at 9:30. And John, Steve just let out that you've laid out the music program. Can you give us a hint, or is that under confidential wrap?
Do you think, Steve? We've got one of our best songs that Mac put something with one of our favorite arrangements, and we're excited to hear that. We haven't heard it ourselves. So Mac worked his magic on one of our top hits, and then he is having us play on some of his songs that he sent to us. So yeah, it's been cool to collaborate with Mac Wilberg, who has now become the number one selling sheet music. Choral sheet music, arranger in the world.
And to know that he's arranging your music.
And earned every bit of that spot.
Oh,
yeah. He's brilliant.
Absolutely. John, did you dream of, when you were a little boy and learning the piano, did you dream that someday you'd be able to perform with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square?
Yeah, that is seriously something that is amazing. I really wish that my parents were still alive, because they would be elated. You know, we used to watch the broadcast every Sunday, and it's they'll be there. I have a feeling they're going to be there.
They definitely will, John. I'm excited to feel them there.
As you share that, I remember the very first time I drove up. I was a college student and waited in line and sat inside the old tabernacle and listened to a music and the spoken word. I'd never had an experience like that before, where the music is literally acoustically surrounding me, and the music is carrying the spirit that is in the, not just the ballads itself, but in the lyrics as well, and then woven in with spiritual teachings. It's a sensory, it's an extraordinary spiritual sensory experience to be.
And if somebody comes and visits from out of town, that's number one on the list. You know, you gotta take them to the Tab Choir broadcast.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Only it'll be at the Conference Center on August 28th at 9:30 in the morning. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And the seating is free. It's first come, first serve. And you can also stream it live on the Tabernacle Choir at Orchestra Temple Square's YouTube channel. So either way, although if you have the chance to be in person, there is something especially powerful about of sitting in the presence of people that have sacrificed their time and lots of other things they could be doing in order to magnify music in the way that they do. I think music has so many roles. It is such a divine gift, but I think the most divine role that it has is to open our hearts and let the Spirit sneak in and teach us what we need to do to make little micro changes here and there to experience more joy in our life. And music is like, it's the straightest line from us to the Spirit and us to just more joy in our life if it's taken in properly. And if you're sitting in the presence, again, of immense talent, but not only just talent. I think there's a special feeling about the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square because of the sacrifice that these people make in order to portray music and spread hope through each note they sing and play.
I couldn't agree more. To me, there is another dimension that music reaches within our soul, almost like nature does. And then when you combine that with I'll use that word again, precision. Every musician in the orchestra at Temple Square has spent years mastering this individual instrument to combine and create this extraordinary masterpiece when they perform together. And you can feel that as well as they're performing, at least, I certainly am moved, whether they're playing something that has choral or whether it's instrumental alone. It's just magnificent.
True. And it makes me think of their Christmas concert. Have you ever been to that one? That is a fantastic experience. Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a unique one, right? Where people will clamor for the opportunity to be there. And that is what will be like at the event where the piano guys are performing, you, with the Tabernacle Choir and the orchestra at Temple Square, but also with music and the spoken word, which adds that additional dimension. And a lot of people don't realize that this program is carried on stations around the world, not just here. In Salt Lake City, right? And so this is one that you can almost envision cities across the country and around the world, you know, their digital antennas up and that music soaring through on a Sunday morning and changing lives. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your most recent travels and tours, because there was a pause for a bit. Where have you been?
Oh, I was just going to say we had a 2-year break for COVID, which was a really great chance to catch up with family and to be with family. And so wasn't that nice, Steve?
It was amazing. And what it taught us is even though we've been as careful as we can be about tour schedule and to not be too impositional on our families to make too great a sacrifice, we've discovered that we have made an additional adjustment to our touring. We are no longer going to be touring in the summer, typically in the summer, because I just don't want to miss out on another moment of my children growing up. And having this break has taught me that even more so. So we did not tour at all during the summer. We instead really just spent a lot of time creating and writing music in the day, but in the nights and weekends and also taking some summer vacay with the family just to make sure that was something that we don't miss out on. It's so easy to miss out on that. Now, come next month, we are touring in earnest. Every month until I think March or April or May of even of next year is going to have touring.
But it's just a week and a half.
It's not nonstop. Every month we'll have about a week and a half. We're trying to keep it manageable, but about a week and a half. Although December is more, there's more in December just because of the Christmas season. We're going to be at Vivint this year. We have not played at Vivint for a while. It's sort of a tradition, but it's every 2 or 3 or 4 years. December 17th, we're going to be in Salt Lake City at Vivint. And those tickets have been on sale for a while, and I think there's still some seats left, and I would love for anybody listening who wants to see a full Piano Guys show come to that.
I'm glad that you said that because I know we're giving away some tickets on FM 100.3 and on FM100.com right now for that upcoming Christmas. Because it's that big of an event. Oh, it is extraordinary that we get you back. We almost felt, or I felt a little jealous. Like, well, wait a minute. They're going everywhere else. Come on. I want my Piano Guys right back here in Salt Lake City where our home is. Because you are, because you are in many ways our Piano Guys, John Schmidt and Steve Sharp Nelson.
Salt Lake, we wouldn't be the Piano Guys without Salt Lake City, that's for sure.
So I do know you mentioned that. Did you say that there's a new number that Mac is arranging for Music and the Spoken Word, or one of your big hits that has already been out?
Yeah, how would you say it, Steve?
Well, so we have four tunes that we're playing them. It's 3 tunes and then a bonus one. And the bonus one is a really big surprise that I want to keep a surprise, but we can hint at the other 3. One is a one of the wonders of the world. We played in front of four of the seven wonders. And one of those wonders had a lot of spirituality to it. And it seemed so apropos to perform this alongside the Tabernacle Choir and Temple, Tabernacle Choir and the Orchestra Temple Square. It is something that I'm so, so like John said, we haven't even heard it yet. We know what we're playing. We're just showing up and playing our notes that we usually play in our show. But then all of a sudden there's full orchestra and choir behind the thing. I mean, I am such a basket case when it comes to emotionality that, yeah, I mean, if there's a new 7-Eleven opening up on the corner, I'll shed a tear. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So this might be kind of hard for me to hold this back because I feel like it could be a really powerful moment. And we're also doing, we're going to be performing, like John said, we're going to be performing two numbers with them that they've performed prior to, but Mac has arranged for very special cello and piano parts to be on top of what they typically have sung. And one of them isn't going to be as familiar to the audience. It's a Latin American hymn, but it's got such great energy. And the other, I think, will really be sort of this poignant, almost melancholy and yet uplifting at the same time tune. We're going to be talking about how music inspires hope in the hearts of human beings. And I think this hymn will really, really relate to that very well.
Oh, that was a very good tease. And I'll tell you, as yes, as a Latina, I will tell you, I am very excited to hear what song will be presented. Because every time, you know, when the Tabernacle Choir recorded an album with spirituals from, you know, African-American history, I went out and bought that one. Anytime that they're, you know, Irish, I absolutely love to hear the different rhythms and songs of praise from the world history. So that is giving us something extraordinary to look forward to as well. You mentioned that the theme of Music and the Spoken Word on August 28th, when you'll be performing, will be on hope. But you also, both of you mentioned that you learned some things in the pandemic about wanting to keep more time for your family. I'm wondering, were there a few other things that you're going to be working in your shows that permanently change you, you know, as musicians and performers after that 2 years off and after what the world went through when it comes to that pandemic? And it can be either of you, John or Steve, that answers that.
Go for it, John. That's a great question, mm-hmm. Rebecca. Very thoughtful question. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think it's great. For me, when I go back out and perform, it feels a little bit half ministry, half career. I don't know. It's just a great chance to lift. It's amazing when we read the comments that people leave, the reviews on the show that people say, you know, I was feeling discouraged or whatever when I came and I left uplifted and happy. And I think you value it more. When you get a break from something, you appreciate it again, you know, and I just, it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Well, I'll echo that because the world has mourned. We all have mournful events, challenges that go on in our lives that change us. And when we can sit in a seat or wherever we may be, we might even be at home listening to your music, you know, it's balm to the soul and it's a light of fire and it's a reason to smile again. And it's one of the beauties of this world. And I keep thinking about the last time I went to one of your concerts at the Vivint Arena and my husband poked me and said, "You're sitting at the edge of your seat." And that's how I felt.
Oh, wow.
Is that I wanted to lean closer and just feel what you guys were doing. So yes, I remain a huge fan of John Schmidt and Steve Sharp Nelson, the piano guys. I should also say before I let you go, I incorrectly talked about getting your tickets for this special Music and the Spoken Word with the piano guys and the Tabernacle Choir. And actually no tickets are required. You just want to get to the LDS Conference Center early. And it is limited, the attendance to those 8 years and older, and you'll want to be in your seats by 9:15 in the morning on August 28th. There is a live stream, as you mentioned, so that if you're not able to attend in person, we can all still listen. But we're all looking forward to it. I said it was shifting the tectonic plates. It might even be shifting the atmosphere above us as well. But the piano guy is performing with the Tabernacle Choir, and the heavens will sing on Sunday, August 28th. Thank you guys for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. We love you, and we admire your work and your strength in all that you've been through to still have such an incredible energy and disposition about you. So heroic to me. So thank you for all you've done for me and John and for so many others.
Well, thank you, Steve. That is so touching for you to say. But you know, so many people are dealing, if not with cancer, with something else really challenging. And I think it can bring us together if we're all keeping that in mind.
I've had some unfortunate health news that I'm dealing with right now, too. And I just we just did sort of a private concert a little while ago. And I was just curious. I just said, everybody in the audience who has struggled with cancer or a similar debilitating disease, turn on the flashlights on your phone and just hold it up. I just want to see. And it was like half of the audience. And then I asked, well, how about a family member? Oh. And between family member and a very close friend, it was everybody. Wow. It's just everybody is going through this. And it feels like it's a preparation. It feels like it's preparatory for us to come together and to be there for one another for what's to come. And there are leaders and bright lights among those people. And you're one of them. You really are.
Wow, Steve, those are very powerful words. But really, if I held up a mirror, they would describe you and John and the influence the Piano Guys has had in the world year after year. And now we have a chance to see your music matched with the Tabernacle Choir and music and the spoken word on August 28th. I will be praying for your health, Steve, and looking forward to connecting with you again. This is Utah Weekly Forum.
Utah Weekly Forum is produced by KSFI FM 100.3 in Salt Lake City, a Bonneville International station. Subscribe to the Utah Weekly Forum podcast online and email us at rebecca@fm100.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.